Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And I am your daily lover. And I am excited to be here this morning to bring to you a magical, amazing show. I tell you, every day gets better and better. As we grow, we learn, we expand here on this inspiration, praise, and love. I'm super excited about how we're growing. At the soul essence, you see, the love journey experience is about us expanding at the soul level. Somebody asked me one day, what is the soul? What is the difference between the soul? And I'm going to tell you today that that soul is the part of us, the God part of us, that's uniquely us. It's what makes you you. You see, nobody else can do what you can do and what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do. And so today, as we move through this journey, I want to let you know you are so worthy. So worthy of all that God is. So worthy. And as we move through this process, I want us to be reminded to see ourselves in the way that God sees us. Because nobody can do it the way you've been called to do it. This is Stephanie Mills, The Power of God.
You know, there is no time, no space where God is at. His power is always present. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram, and that was Stephanie Mills, The Power of God. You come to learn the respect and the power of God. All right, we're going to turn within. recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize it, even though it's known by many, 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 many names, we recognize this powerful energy, this great spirit, as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot. Come on, Holy Spirit, that God is not. And so as we become very centered and intentional about the breath, I want you to take in a deep breath this morning. Sometimes we forget to breathe, family. There's power in the breath. And I want you to breathe in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then release that breath, family. Remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart, because the heart has wisdom. And so in this right now moment, I want you to become very intentional as we invoke that powerful healing presence, that power of God that exists in us as us. And as we connect through the breath, I want you to breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Let's do it again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Family, there's power in the breath. Let's breathe again, family. Be still. Know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time. Breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. There's power in the stillness, family. Breathe. And release. And as this month we honor the great Mother Energy, asking for forgiveness to our mothers this morning.
Day 4, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive my mother. Blessed Father God, Holy Mother God, today I ask for and allow myself to receive and experience your grace. Today I claim my freedom as I declare my willingness and readiness to release my mother from all hurt, anger, woundedness, judgment, disappointment, and sorrow hidden anywhere in my consciousness or being. I surrender all memories, experiences, circumstances, and situations where I have held my mother with blame or fault. I ask to be lifted above any and all judgments, critiques, assessments, perceptions, beliefs, and habitual patterns of thought in which I see and hold my mother as anything less than your perfect child. I ask that you fill me with your compassion, your truth, your knowledge that allows me to see my mother as your daughter, whom you love and in whom you are well pleased. Lift me beyond my intellect and ego that I may behold my mother with all my heart, as you do. I rest in thee, I let it be, and so it is. Today, I forgive my mother.
Divine Mother, Father God, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for the opportunity to come together in one mind and one spirit. Thank you for this opportunity, Holy Spirit, to be so blessed by the power of forgiveness, to move beyond our human intellect and see in the compassionate eyes of our spiritual 2020 vision, God. Let our actions be in sync with your will this morning, Holy Spirit. Father, Mother, God, as we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus, thanksgiving, as we arise in our faith today, knowing that you have heard every prayer, knowing that this shall be answered by you in the mighty consciousness of love. Because we know that we bring all our needs, wants, and desires to the feet of your altar. And we walk in the peace of mind and in the stillness and quiet, knowing that it is already done. That you will lead us and guide us as we seal these declarations and knowing that you have already given us all of our desires. We declare in the name of Jesus right now new territories. We walk in favor this morning, God, as we possess the land, God, that you have given us, knowing there will be no holdups, no holdouts, no setbacks or delays. God, we thank you right now, God, as we will not look back and return to the old world. Father, Mother, God, cause us to ascend into new realms of power, new realms of authority and access, new dimensions of divine revelation. Breathe new life into every dormant dream in us right now. Breathe new life into every cell in our body, God, and return it to its highest vibration. Right now, God, come Holy Spirit. As we give thanks for the good things that you have already prepared for us today, God, as we bring complete order to our day, as we seek you first, Holy Spirit, making your will our priority, as we rejoice in the giving of this new day that you have given us, we praise you for making it already fruitful, Holy Spirit, making it productive, Holy Spirit, thanking you for teaching us ways to increase our effectiveness, to work smarter, to think broader, a work according to your agenda and perform into an audience of one. We give thanks, Holy Spirit, for new territory. Enlarging our territory. We thank you for this new day that you have been given to us to use as your will, God. Thank you, God, for all the new possibilities that this day will bring. Recognizing in every circumstance can change for the best if we just learn how to command our day. Speaking into the element of our day shall cooperate with the purpose that you have in our destiny, God. We command anything to be removed out of our atmosphere that does not serve our higher purpose. Come, Holy Spirit, as we set a guard over our lips today and search our heart, Holy Spirit. And if there's anything in our heart, I ask you to let it be removed right now, God. Circumcise our heart and cause our desires and our words to line up with yours in the mighty name of love, God. Because we know what undermines and what determines our day is what is filled in our thoughts and in our heart, God. And so today I ask you to cleanse our thoughts and renew our spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. I ask you to renew our thoughts. Give us a creating us a new spirit, oh Lord. And let our words be more than motivation, but let them carry our life to where you have destined us to be, God. Just like you spoke into the nothingness and created the world, we speak into this day and declare that it will cooperate with the souls of our goals, with the plans that you have so eloquently play into our bodies. We thank you, God, as we declare that today is pregnant with destiny, God. We thank you for divine connections that advance your kingdom through us, God. Give us wisdom and understanding to be more efficient in our work. Open doors to new opportunities and new revelation in the name of love. God, we ask you to bless the work of our hands as we choose to glorify you in all that we do. We give thanks, God, because we know the spoken word, the vibrations that we send out is what will come back to us today, God. So we ask you, Holy Spirit, to bless and anoint our thoughts. As you open the spiritual channels of our mind, God, as you download divine creative thoughts into our brains, God, we ask you to enlarge our capacity for thinking, to take the limits off right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to remove ourselves from ourselves, to open the space of limitation that we have placed upon through our thoughts. And so we release those limits today. Come, Holy Spirit, as we declare that our decision today will change the trajectory of our future as it brings into alignment our soul's plan. Wherever we place our feet, we walk in your authority and expand our territory because everywhere we tread our feet shall be on holy ground. Increase our productivity and efficiency and give us an anointing of Solomon to wisely manage our resources today, God. Give us the anointing of Solomon, not just for wealth, but for wisdom, Holy Spirit. We ask you for the anointing of Abraham that we will be so blessed, God, that even the blessed will call us blessed, God. I'm asking you to bless and anoint our hands this morning, God, that everything we touch, God, will be fulfilled by your plan. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to anoint our feet, God, that we will walk on paths of gold. In our authority and mastery, in our dominion today, knowing who's and what we are, God, I'm asking you to manifest your presence and your light and your love through every cell, every organ, and every living system in our being. As you press through us and as we remove anything that keeps us from allowing you to shine through us, in the oneness of knowing that we are all that you are. Excellence to our spirit today. We call forth discipline into our life that we may be able to sustain high levels of success and accomplishments for the kingdom of God as we declare and decree growth and expansion and we release into our life all that is good and nothing else, God. As we submit ourselves to your authority today, we declare our spirit and will to grow and become fruitful as you lead us freely. As we give our heart's desire over to you today, God. As we align our heart with your heart, God. And may your blessings overtake us. And may your blessings overtake our lives, God. And may the boundaries of lies fall away from places that we declared your freedom in, God. Knowing that you are the architect and the building contract of our future, we use your thoughts as the uses of blueprint. As we think about every detail, God, we give thanks, God, that you have already thought about those details. So we ask you to let your words be renewed in our mind and transform the way we walk, the way we talk, and the way we do what we do, God. We ask your blessings to overtake us because we heed your voice, God. Guide us continually in your truth. Teach us, for you are all that we are, God. And so we thank you for the gifts of your good. We thank you for your blessings that bring wealth and adds no sorrow, God. Your gifts are always free and irreversible. What you have for us is for us and cannot be taken, God. Therefore, we exact your superior authority in Christ and declare that in anything right now, God, that is not of you to be removed from us. We decree and declare that the blessings of you will overtake our mind, overtake our heart, God. We declare and decree that our storehouse will overflow right now, God, that our vessels will be filled with new wine in the name of Jesus. Every good and perfect gift that God has positioned or portioned to us will be poured upon us right now. Come, Holy Spirit, upon us right now. As we stand in your grace and your mercy, God, we give thanks for every good gift. In the mighty name, nature, and consciousness of Jesus, we say, amen, amen, amen. And so it is. Whew. And so it is. Good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. God is amazing. I tell you, God is amazing. And as I think about Reverend Ike this morning, he said you can't lose with the spiritual tools. You can't lose. He said, I can't lose with the stuff I use when I use my spiritual tools. I tell you, God, amazing. God is amazing this morning, family. You see, there's nothing more powerful in this whole universe than when we connect ourselves to the union and the oneness of the Spirit that created us this morning. And so I'm going to play this Joshua Rogers, Rain on Us, and I'm going to drink a little water. And then we're going to come back and talk about that today. You've tuned in to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, and this is Rain on Us with Joshua.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. Bring life within us, send a refreshing, Lord, saturate our hearts, say rain, oh, breathe, oh, shower down, anybody needing a shower?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to talk about the healing power. I thought about my grandmother today. when I woke up, and I just wanted to say to my grandmother, thank you. You know, as we move through this journey of May and we are healing and forgiving and moving through the releasing of anything that we've held against the great mothers, and as we ask forgiveness for our, from our moms and our grandmothers and all the ancestral energy that has caused mothers and daughters to have and sons to have energy with their mothers. And so as we move through this powerful forgiveness journey this month, to remember to anything that we're holding in consciousness or unconsciousness about our mom, I thought about my grandmother this morning. And I thought about how she used to navigate and move through the house early in the morning. I got up early this morning. I don't know, after about 3:30, I just couldn't sleep anymore. And I just walked and kind of prayed and just was, and I sat on the couch in the living room and I started thinking about my grandmother, who would get up every about 3:30 in the morning, and every morning she would bless and anoint the home before she got breakfast started. And she would anoint the house, and sometimes she would get to so excited and filled with the Spirit. And she would always say, there's healing power in the name of Jesus. So I thought about that this morning. She said there was healing power in the name of Jesus. You know, a lot of us are rooted in Christianity, but some of us have moved out into other, expanded our thoughts about how we see God and how we see Jesus, and some believe and some don't. And, you know, we're all in different things. But what I realized this morning, that it's not really important how we call this energy, whether we call forth the energy as Jesus. And so I'm going to use Jesus because that's how I was rooted in the Christianity process. But I thought about the name of Jesus. I thought about when we think about the power of however we see this powerful presence that God sent to the planet at the time. And each one of our religious texts had their own story. And I thought about the name Jesus. My grandmother would call on the name of Jesus, and she called it the miracle power of Jesus. And I remember her praying because there was a situation going on, and she called for the miracle. I was up this particular morning listening to her pray. And I remember her praying very powerfully, calling on the name of Jesus. Calling on the name Jesus. When she needed a miracle, she said she called on the name of Jesus. And because that's what we learned, I remember the story of my uncle one time had got into a situation and got hurt very bad. I guess he must have got into some type of fight. And he said he was like in a semi-conscious state, and he began to think about grandma, and he began to think about, she always told us to call on the name of Jesus. And he said he began to call on the name of Jesus. And all of a sudden, he said he felt this living presence of an image appear to him. And he asked Jesus to heal him. And he said miraculously, in the midst of him calling on the name Jesus, he said that he felt this presence move his body and miraculously heal him in that moment. So I thought about this power, this presence, when she called on the name of Jesus. She called forth the name of Jesus, and I started to read some things out of the Bible of Jesus. And I started to think about the power and the presence of the Christ consciousness. Charles Fillmore has described the power of dwelling upon the presence of Christ. Those who have, for even a short time, given their thoughts to the Christ Spirit can testify that it has developed in them a new outlook on life. When before they were doubtful and uncertain, they now have the assurance of the power that is helping them to live a better life in every way. Health and prosperity has replaced the former fear of sickness and financial worry. Just by speaking the consciousness of Jesus. He says it sets up a mighty vibration that releases miracle power. He said, in this name, the power awakens the life substance and the intelligence that lies in with every cell in our body just by calling forth the consciousness. He said that if we call forth this name in the power to mold universal substance that supplies, he said it sets activity forces that produce miraculous results. In his book called Keep a True Lent by Charles Fillmore on page 28 and 29, he said one of the spiritual counselors who worked with Myrtle Fillmore in the early days of Unity Movement once explained how so many miraculous healings took place through the dwelling upon the name Jesus Christ. Miss Fillmore literally drilled her prayers workers in the healing consciousness of Jesus Christ over and over, and they affirmed his presence and power in their midst as they sought healing for the many who turned to them. As each worker developed their healing consciousness, they then counseled those who appeared for help. And these counselors spoke of how much healing took place because of the consciousness that had arisen in them as they dwelled on the consciousness of Christ. So many healings. She said, by declaring and decreeing in the name of Jesus, you send into the body a spiritual force that shatters fixed states of mind that have caused disease. Mental prisons are open and your imprisoned thoughts and emotions go free to produce new health. She said a guy's cancer was healed. On page 164, she said there's a marvelous power for protection and deliverance in the name when it is earnestly spoken or even silently recognized. Charles Fillmore has promised whoever you are and wherever you are, Jesus in his spiritual consciousness is waiting for your mental recognition. Whatever your object, he will show you how to attain it. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. Shady tells the story. A housewife was in a hospital having been operated on for the second time for cancer. She was not expected to live. Several members of her family had died of cancer, and it was assumed that she would too. And one night, she was very weak and not expected to get through the night. She realized that the angel of death was standing right on the side of her bed waiting for her. And if I could just make it into the morning, if I could just live, but if I have to exert myself even so much as to cough, I will be gone, she mused. Suddenly she remembered having heard of the vitalizing power that is in the name of Jesus. Weekly she began to meditate upon that name. And after a while it was as though a great light came into the room and stood near her bed on the right side. And in the midst of this great light appeared the presence of the consciousness of God. And when the dying woman saw God, felt the presence of God, a great sense of peace, relief descended upon her. The angel of death quietly withdrew. No longer afraid, she relaxed into a deep sleep, and upon waking the next morning, she was filled with vitality. A deep feeling of joy permeated her whole being, and she knew she would live. It was a glorious feeling. That was several decades ago. This woman completely recovered and found that a complete healing had taken place, not only in her body, but also in her personality. Whereas she had previously been a whining complainer who had made life miserable for her husband and family, she now began to count her blessings, feeling her life had been spared for some constructive reason. She took up the study of truth and became active in her church. There she served as a channel of inspiration and healing to so many others. So I wanted to share with you this, how to tap into the consciousness of Christ.
They give us a miracle working formula in this book. But I want to first tell you that the reason why I bring this up is because I remember the miracle working power of my grandmother calling on Jesus. I remember her going in her closets and praying and supplicating for hours on end. I remember her anointing the doors and anointing her oils and bringing forth blessed oil and blessing her home. And I just thought about her calling on the name of Jesus. When she couldn't figure out, she just went into her presence and her power. And every 3:30 in the morning was her time, 3 o'clock, 3:30. That was her time to speak to God and call on the name of Jesus. That was her time to bless her family and anoint her family and anoint the home and anoint our spaces. And I remember when my daughter was told she wasn't going to live. And I remember calling on the miracle working power of Jesus. Calling forth that miracle working power of God. And once I got myself out of the state of pleading and begging and moved into the space of knowing that the miracle working power of Jesus is always at our hand to call forth that power, I knew that whatever God's will, it shall be done. And I could be okay if God could just work with my mind and my heart. And that I could give thanks for the time that I did have. And I promise you, I was so grateful in that moment to be able to shift my consciousness to know that whatever God's will, let it be done. And calling on forth the name of Jesus to heal my heart and to heal my mind so that I could move into a space that I can be of some type of support. And as they say, this is how you tap into that power. This is Charles Fillmore. He said there was a tremendous power ready to burst forth in the name of Jesus centuries ago. And that power that exists then still exists today. The name Jesus Christ is like a powerful box that will be sharply opened. He said, and it will pour forth a healing power. He said, don't be discouraged if at first you attempt on the name and you do not bring results. It is in repeated declarations of calling forth the consciousness of that Christ energy, that presence of God that affirms that lives in you. You can call it forth. It holds all the power within it. And it works if you work it. And if you work it until that power has been tapped upon his disciples, there is power in the name to accomplish all things when speaking the name Jesus Christ. Do so with authority. You then set in motion a mighty force to accomplish results. Take the name and affirm it often. There's surely power in that opens ways to your good, which has finite mind never dreamed of. When you repeat the name often, you come into possession of whatever knowledge or power you need to meet any given situation victoriously. As you dwell upon the name, you will find yourself knowing all you need to know as you need to know. New life and energy will come alive in your body. New peace and harmony will come alive in your affairs. New substance will come alive in your financial matters. Indeed, your mind will be renewed and your body and affairs transformed. Old things will pass away. New good will come so that it may even seem like you've been reborn. He says in this book, one of my first experiences in witnessing the healing power of the Christ consciousness came when an ailing woman telephoned for prayer. I just want to give thanks for Unity Prayer because I call that prayer line so much. Well, I haven't called it as much as I used to, but I used to call that prayer line, ooh, especially when I was going through. Now, this was in early, back in the early 1900s, they talking about, because this Unity Village has been around for a long time. But I tell you, their prayer warriors are powerful. Thank God for them. So one day, a lady called me into their prayer line that they had. And this lady was constantly in need of healing. And as soon as one element was cured, another appeared. This woman obviously enjoyed ill health and subconsciously invited it. She craved the attention received through being sick, and her illness was actually self-inflicted. However, when the pain became sufficiently uncomfortable, she always wanted relief. One afternoon, as she telephoned our line for prayer, I was busily dictating to my secretary. My first reaction to her request for prayer was, "How shall I pray so that this woman will be permanently healed? I have worn out every prayer. I know trying to help her." In a flash, the thought came, "Stop trying to heal her and cast the burden of her healing on the living Christ." He said, immediately I asked my secretary to join me in a prayer for the caller. Together we relaxed. We became quiet and we affirmed, "I cast this burden of healing of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is here healing, healing, and healing. Come, Holy Spirit, and let it be done. Let us pick up our beds and walk." A little later, we affirm, "Christ in you now frees you from all limitations. You are unfettered and unbound. You are now healed in the name of Jesus, and you are mentally accept your permanent healing now." When a sense of peace and release came, we terminated our prayer time and went back to work. And within an hour, this lady telephoned us again to say all the pain was gone. And thereafter, her calls for healing became fewer and fewer, which indicated she had at last begun to mentally accept her healing. He said one of the great metaphysical healers at the turn of the 20th century at the time was Emma Curtis Hopkins, who ministered to more than 50,000 people in the days before the mass media of radio and television. In her book, Scientific Christian Mental Practice, she promised, and this is what she said. She said, "Looking mentally upon Jesus Christ as present will cure poverty, deafness, blindness, palsy, rheumatism, insanity. Since he has never left us, we can look upon the presence of God mentally and be cured of whatever ailment we cry about." Why is this practice of looking mentally upon Christ as present so powerful a formula for healing? Because through this great overcoming for all mankind, Christ broke through the negative thought strata into which the race had fallen. By breaking through these negative thought stratas, Jesus opened up the way for all of us to become attuned to the power and to the presence, and we can do likewise. So if you desire to demonstrate over problems that no amount of prayer, no amount of spiritual study, no amount of medical treatment, psychiatric attention, or just plain hard work have been able to overcome, then begin dwelling upon the name and the nature and the consciousness of Christ by asking for help. As you daily affirm the presence and the name, call on the power. You will make a major breakthrough out of the negative thought strata that have bound you into higher levels of consciousness. There you will be free to claim your good. Come on, Holy Spirit. In some instances, you will actually know when you crash through. You will feel the negative thought strata that previously bound you. You will feel the presence crash through. At other times, you will simply feel uplifted above all form of difficulties as you come up over them, which is the way to overcome them. They will fade away, and you will find that so-called miracles have taken place, especially the powerful prayers for breaking through negation to your good are these: "There's nothing in all the world for me to fear, for greater is the miracle working power of Jesus Christ here and now than any other appearance. Of myself I can do it, but Jesus Christ can and is performing miracles in my mind and my body and my affairs here right now." You see, the miracle working power of Jesus is actively at work in my mind, my body, and affairs. The miracle working power of God is now releasing to the appearance of the situation, and then name the situation. So let me give you an example. The miracle working power of God is now releasing to the appearance of lack. The miracle working power is now releasing to this appearance of this relationship. The miracle working power is released into this challenge that I'm having. And the God's perfect results now manifest. Now, God's perfect results now manifest. Let me say it again. The miracle working power of God is now released into the appearance. And then you name that situation, and God's perfect results now manifest. I cast my burdens on Jesus, and I go free now to receive my supreme good. You see, there's power in calling on the name. There's power calling forth the name of God. there's power. Catherine Ponder says in her book, she said, what the Christ consciousness can do. In 1923, the first healing rally was held at the Unity headquarters in Kansas City, to which people came from all over the country. It was a two-week affair. And at the close of this conference, those who had received healings through the means were asked to rise. More than 9/10 of the audience stood up. Now, this is Catherine Ponder writing about Unity School in Missouri. She said, later some of the healing testimonies appeared in Unity magazine. A lady who had worn glasses most of her life received a healing aside and removed her glass. Another woman was healed of cancer of the breast, and her physician had operated for the last time. A businessman was healed of asthma. Another was healed of intense pain that had resulted from decaying bones between his shoulders. A thin, emaciated woman who had been literally carried into the conference, unable to walk, began gaining weight and was able to walk about freely before the means were over. Come on, God. And what they say produced these many other healings. During the conference, Charles Fillmore talked a lot about the living presence and the power of Jesus Christ. In one talk, he said this. She said, we have no human leader of the Unity movement. He said, there was only one head, and that is Jesus Christ. But you say Jesus Christ is gone. But I assure you that he is not gone. He is in our midst right now. Today he has been seen again and again standing on this platform, because where two or more are gathered together in the name of Jesus, there I am in the midst. We have been gathered together in the name of Jesus. Jesus is here in this personal body, raised to the fourth dimension. Jesus is here in his glorified body. And as John saw him on the island of Patmos, so many are seeing him this day. Was testified to seeing him in the chapel, and we believe their testimony. We see him and feel him, and also have the assurance of his presence and guidance through all avenues. You see, a growing number of non-denominational ministers are healing mankind in the name of Jesus all over the world. He said, I once talked with what such ministers who is noted for Christ consciousness, which has healed countless and countless of people of all types of diseases, including well-known lists of incurables. When I inquired into this minister's healing message, he said, it's simple. I just call on the presence and the power of God. I call on the presence and the power of Jesus Christ to heal. He does the work. He as much is in the midst now as he was 1,000 years ago. The master will lovingly respond to anyone who returns to him for help. He then related several recent healings of cancers among his congregation that had taken place after he began calling on the name Jesus. And they go on to tell us how many more people was healed. By daily affirming the healing power of Jesus surges through me, raising me up to perfect health right now. Christ in me renews my mind and my body. Christ in me now restores me to wholeness and to health. And this is what they give us to raise our consciousness, how to cause affairs and events to be removed and to be moved out of our life with ease. Right in the midst of the most desperate situation, begin to dwell upon the power of Christ to help you. And there will be the first mental move in dissolving the darkness. Calling on the name Jesus can cause affairs and events to move with ease. You can invoke the miracle power of Christ in several ways. First, by deliberately turning your attention toward him and asking for help. Second, by repeatedly speaking the name Jesus. Third, by repeatedly meditating upon the name Jesus Christ and letting it reveal its presence, power, and guidance to you. Fourth, by repeatedly seeing and visualizing and looking at the picture. And amid any situation, condition, or personality that distresses you, it will produce perfect results. They say the success power has called on the Jesus in them. Those who have triumphed over difficult experiences have often had a secret word, a motto, or text which they held to time of trial. And the secret text began with the name of Jesus. Jesus. Come. Jesus. Jesus is here producing perfect results. And so I just thought about sharing that reminder. I remember my grandmother getting up every 3 o'clock in the morning, anointed, and calling on the name of Jesus. There has long been a belief in the religious world that there's somewhere a lost power, which when found and uttered will set all things right. The Hebrews felt that this lost word was once known to their priesthood, and when correctly used, it had brought miraculous results instantly. The early Christians felt that this lost word of power was to be found in a continual repetition of us calling forth the name of Jesus. Make this name your secret text, your miracle text. Call on the name of Jesus. And I remember the miracles that happened when my grandmother called on the name Jesus. Calling on the name Jesus. Any questions, comments, or concerns? You can open up your line. If you're on Blog Talk, press 1. If you're on teleconference 9, press *6. All right, family. Let's call on the name of Jesus today. Let's call forth the miracle working power of God. However you see this mighty powerful consciousness of this beautiful spirit that lives in us, call on the name. You shall be healed by the name. You shall be healed by the power. Call forth the name. And so my pledge today is when I get off this line, I'm going to meditate on the power and the consciousness and the presence and the miracle working power of Jesus. All right. There's no questions, no comments.
Yes, it is. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Why didn't you see my light come up?
Woo, girl, come on, my Naja. I love you.
Hello, my God, my God. My God, I am on fire. I said, God, God, God. Like the prodigal son. God was speaking to me this morning. My beloved, come back home. Oh, my God, every cell in my body, I felt the energy and the nature of Jesus Christ. Not only am my grandmother a witness, and I witnessed for my grandmother in Lynchburg, South Carolina, my grandmother was a healer. My grandmother had people come from miles and miles to Lula Wells to get healed. And when they came there, they was at death door. And my grandmother, I would see her all night. She would fast and she would pray. And she would stay up praying in the name of Jesus. And she would use her herbs to heal and bring the fever out of people that came there. And in the morning, they will be screaming and shouting because they call my grandmother a miracle worker. They call her the healer of Lynchburg, South Carolina. I witnessed that at 7 years young as a child. And through my life, I was addicted to drugs. Going through my early years of addiction, excuse me. And in 1988, the doctor said that I had cancer. I was on heroin at that time. I had a fleece of aunts that will pray you in and pray you out.
Come on, God.
They would lay hands on you, and you would be healed. I came from a lineage of healers and of prayers. My aunt came to the hospital, and she said, don't worry. They said you had cancer. She said, but you know who God is. Although you doing what you doing, but at 7 years old, we had you in church quoting scriptures for such a time. So you had to use that at this time in your life. So when they said, you have cancer, my aunt said, no, baby, don't worry about it. She said, in the name of Jesus, you will be healed. So when they did the surgery, they didn't find any cancer in my lymph nodes. I didn't have to go to chemotherapy or radiation, but they thought it went to my liver. I was in so much pain that I was in intensive care, and they called my mother and say, I don't know, we can't do no more. We gave her all the opium drugs that we could give her, and we can't give her no more. We're going to have to see. She's going to have to ride this out, or she's going to have to ride out of here in this situation of her pain with this condition that she's going through the cancer. I screamed all night long, basically. I hollered and I told him, give me more medication. I can't take this. I called on my mother. They brought my mother there, my father there. They said, we cannot do any more for her. We cannot give her any more drugs. She has reached her limit. It's up to her and who she believed in, because we have finished. We can't do anything else. But I remember, and I'll never forget it as long as I live on this earth, when I called upon the name of Jesus and I went out. The next morning, the nurses said that my eyes, I had yellow jaundice. They said they thought I had something infected in my liver. They didn't know what was going on. They thought I was leaving out here. But I remember when I screamed, Jesus, 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 help me. And that was the only name that I knew that I could depend on at that time. And so my testimony that I am a witness that God brought me through that appearance with cancer and that pain. And I am so thankful that you chose today to bring that forth, to bring this energy to us, because we got so much doubt and fear, and we running and we scared, and we got so much power in us with the name and the nature and the consciousness of a living God that lives inside of us. I know that truth. When I had that triple bypass, when the pain came, I called on Jesus. When I walked through my house and I had pain, and my son would say, only thing I hear you say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And he started laughing at me. I say, yeah. I say, but you better study me. I say, because it'll come a time that you will call on Jesus. Ashego, I am complete. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And I say hallelujah.
Yes.
Your beloved child will not turn away, but constantly call on the name of Jesus. There are many names, and I know that. But there is power in the name, in the nature, in the consciousness of my beloved Johnny Coleman. I've seen Johnny Coleman lay people out.
Yes.
That's what I experienced. I experienced that prayer, the prayer group in Chicago with Christine Knotts. I've seen the power of those women. Oh, yeah, unity. Yeah, I still go with unity. But I've seen the power of those women over at 1901 Ashton Avenue. Those were some powerhouse prayers because I called them every day. I called them every day and talked to Christine Knotts every day. And if anything was going on in your life, believe me, she gave you the peace and the consciousness because she had the anointing. Everybody can't pray with the anointing. And I know that. But the prayers of a righteous one, and they pray from their heart, not looking for anything back. That's what I learned from Johnny. I learned from my grandmother, my mother. I learned it from Reverend Ike. These are anointing prayers. I know that, and I know that truth. And I am just so grateful. And I said, Father, Mother God, in me, forgive me if I have swayed away from you the way that I have been in you and through you. But you don't have to worry about me no more because your name brought the light today in me. And if nobody else don't know, go through some stuff. Go through some hard times and just try it. Don't believe what I say. Don't believe what she said. But you got to try God for yourself. You'll never know if you never try it. I love you. I appreciate you. And I bless you. And I know God is blessing you tremendously in this ministry. And I say, in the name and nature, Johnny Coleman, right beside me. I felt her today. She said, come on home, girl. I said, where are you going at? You better come back here. I say, oh, thank you, God, and I'm complete.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah.
All right,
hallelujah.
All right, now just stay on the line and pray us out when everybody's done and complete.
Woo! Lord Jesus.
Okay. You hold me? Naja, will you pray us out when everybody's complete?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. You don't want me to do it now. Somebody coming on right now.
Well, I think Joy wants to come on. Come on, Joy.
Come on, Joy. I want people to come on and give their testimony.
She said she's trying to get in, but I don't have my computer.
I couldn't get in. I kept on trying. But get in.
Did you start sick?
I don't know. Something.
Let me unmute everybody again.
Can you hear me? Everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
What a God. Good morning, Naja. I mean, what a blessing to me. Grandma connection here this morning. I declare, this was truly a blessing to me to hear you speak of the grandma. And in the name of Jesus and Naja, you just was nuts and pineapple, all the stuff I like, and cake, and made that really delicious. But you know, it's so wonderful hearing you guys racing. But you know, I was raised in a house that believed in God, and my grandma, she did walk through the house early in the morning and said, "Hey, nobody's in the building but I'm there." She would give God praises, but you know what? My people sent me to Sunday school, and that's where I really learned. And my father, he moved the Bible and the scriptures on me a lot. But you know, this morning, both of you, it's a Holy Ghost team, like this morning, unofficial, but yet divinely appointed. Because I have been gripping with this name of Jesus, and God's been working with me for some weeks about the name of Jesus, and I just wasn't quite comfortable how to deal with that, because we all know that the story that we hear about the Master, his name was Yeshua. But there's something about this name of Jesus. And I know my ancestors called upon the name of Jesus. I know that their deliverance and emancipation came from the name of Jesus. But I did not quite understand. Like, I'm broken down to all the letters. J is for justice. E is for equality. You know, S salvation. U for the unity. And fine. And S is for the spirit. I said, but God, I need some clarity. But you mean I am so grateful. You spoke about this and released me, and then Elijah put it in the consciousness. The only name I know, the only name my ancestors know, it's the only name that I really knew, it's the only name that really has come up on the scene since 1611, and it has come here for us for this time. And I just want to thank the both of you. I want to thank you for your consistency. I want to thank God for your walking in the light of a grandmother now. You're in another level, another realm of authority now. And I'm so grateful for you walking this way because you brought clarity and you brought a release for me. I'm going to say thank you. Now, I need the name of the woman that you were speaking about. I tried Googling it. That you spoke about that Dr. Fillmore mentioned. You said Hobson, Hopkins.
Emma Curtis Hopkins. It's called, you want to know the name of the book or you just want her name?
Oh, that's her book? Or is that...
It's a book. She has a book too. Mm-hmm. I read her book called it Scientific Christian Mental Practice.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to get that. And it's Hopkins.
Emma Curtis Hopkins.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. Don't want to hold on. I just want to let you guys know you were a blessing to me, and I thank you for all of your testimonies. And because I know that power and that presence has healed me. I know it has healed. I know it has healed me, and I know I feel it. And it didn't go to the cross. It went with the cross. In that body, in the prison, it's all of us. It's alive and it's well. It's a power that's just waiting for us to touch it, believe it, and call it up because it's time to know it's for us to really pull into it and make the change, the difference in our lives and the lives of our family. So thank you, God. Thank you for the love. Got you
going. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Carla. Carla LaVoe Hawkins, you on the line. All right, we can't hear you, Carla. All right, anybody else? All right. People say they can't get in. I don't know what's going on.
Because a powerful message came through. That's why they can't get in. That's why they cannot get in. But right now that we break that vibration and energy because the presence of the Lord is here.
All right, we're going to go ahead and let you pray us on out. Go ahead, Nadia.
Okay, that's you, Janine, with the echo.
No, that's not me. That may somebody, that may be somebody trying to come in who got an echo, but that's not me.
Okay.
So you go ahead and pray yourself.
Let's just take a deep breath right here and know that the presence of the Lord is here. I feel you, God. I feel the vibration of your energy in the atmosphere. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord, my strength, my Redeemer. I am so thankful. I am so grateful for the presence that you have bestowed upon me and this line right now. God, Creator of all, that I feel you calling us into the atmosphere of the energy of the healing vibration that's taking place right now. You are soft and gentle, and you say right now, take from the table of life. What is it that you desire right now? Is it more health? Is it more prosperity? Is it more forgiveness? Is it more letting go? Is it more good relationships? What is it, my beloved, who I'm well pleased? I'm calling you to come back home. I'm calling you right now. I have prepared a table before you, a banquet table that is lavish with everything that you desire. I come that you may have life and have life more abundantly. I ask you, beloved, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and everything that I said has been bestowed upon you right now. Let go. Let go. And let the energy of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name and nature of Jesus Christ, I banish cancer. I banish lack. I banish fear. I annihilate them. I send them back to the energy of nothingness. Because you are not real. Death, old age, poverty, pain, lack, sickness does not master me, but the God presence and the energy of the consciousness of my beloved brother, Jesus Christ, that walked this earth many, many times and still walking this earth in me and in you. I am the embodiment of who you are. In my name, call my name in any situation that you are having problems with. Know that truth. Know that I am healing the earth right now. I am here right now. I am in you right now. Release. Let go and expect a miracle. It is not I, Father, Mother God, but it is the energy and nature of the Christ that is in me, that you have given me the power to speak life in me and life in everyone else. Peace in everyone else. Perfect health in everyone else. Prosperity in everyone else. You said in your word, beloved, I wish above all things that you would be in good health and that your soul will prosper. What does that mean when the Father, Mother, God, the Brother, the Creator of all, speak these words, speak them into your life, speak them into your family, speak them into your body, whatever it is. Try the word of Jesus Christ for yourself. Let this word fall fresh upon your garden. What are you planting in your garden today? Divine garden inspiration meditation. Meditate on me day and night. Meditate on me day and night. And know that you, that I am a living God. I live in you, through you, around you. Nothing or no one can stand in your way because your good comes to you. Because your good comes through you. You have your ancestors there, that prayer warriors that prayed long, long time ago. And telling us to come back home, my prodigal son, come back home. There is power in the name of Jesus. Let go. And I trust you, God, this day, the activation of your name that I speak and activate. The tingling feelings that I feel in my leg and my feet and my eyes and my back. I feel the presence of God right here. Let go. I'm a shun of my seat on my core. Thank you, God. He will go. Ashe, 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 ashe. In the name and the nature and the consciousness, Johnny Coleman. So be it. Woo. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel the energy in the atmosphere. I praise you, God. I praise you, God. I praise you, God. I praise you, God, I praise you. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it be so. Woo!
Woo. Amen. Amen. Woo. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. All right. Thank you so much. That was Nadja J. Brown, Unlimited Corp. She runs her corporation out there in Baltimore. She's a prayer warrior. She's a minister. She is a gift from God, and we want to thank you for sharing your gift of prayers with us today. In the mighty name and nature of love, we say thank you, Ashe, and may every word that you pray go back to you a billionfold into your life. Thank you so much, Nadja.
I appreciate you. Thank you for bringing me back home. Hallelujah.
Amen. And as we remember to honor the great mothers and the great grandmothers and the grandmothers, we remember the way they used to pray, and we remember how they used to walk this planet and heal. I love the story how you told of your grandmother. Our grandmothers were powerful. And they knew how to toil the land, and they knew how to keep a family together. They knew how to pray. And so I just want to honor our grandmothers, this, our ancestors, the mothers, the great-grandmothers. And as we honor Earth and Mother Nature, all the mothers of the Earth, we give thanks as we send love into that presence, the great, divine, cosmic mother. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Grandma. Thank you, great-grandma, great-great-grandma. Thank you, Mother Earth and Mother Nature. As I remind each and every one of us that our life is a gift from God, and what we do with our life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember, family, don't just dream. Live your God-sized dream. And we're going to play Lifting Up the Name of Jesus. Have a phenomenal, amazing day. This is Helen Baylor, right here on the Love Zone.
That joy in my heart. I want the whole world to know that I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. Yes, I am. I'm lifting up the name of Jesus.
Ooh, oh.
Wasting time looking for an easy thrill,
looking for peace
in every.
Cocaine can't do it, no. I've got peace for my mind. I want the whole world to know that He saved me, delivered me. Don't you know that Jesus has set me free? He'll never leave you, nor forsake you.
He'll be right there, whatever you're going through. Coffee, stop. And that you're all.